First, you need to know what an MRL is. It stands for maximum residue level on any agricultural produce. Before you go, what? Residues of crop protection products? That's right, but keep in mind we're talking about parts per billion and way below the unhealthy level. In fact, nearly all produce has zero residues. So each year for the last 12 years, there's been an MRL conference in San Francisco bringing experts from around the world to discuss new findings and challenges. Gary Van Sickle is executive director of the California Specialty Crops Council, which hosts the event. Gary, welcome to the California Ag Today podcast.
We're happy to do whatever we can to help you and to be a good source for you.
So Gary, this meeting is extremely unique, isn't it?
Probably from an industry standpoint, one of the only ones.
Yeah.
Now governments are starting to put their own MRL meetings together, especially in response to, you know, regulatory aspects of it. But I think we kind of been out in the forefront showing that this is a major problem, especially for ag producers. And hopefully we're getting recognition of ways we can start solving some of these problems.
So Gary, tell us about that big problem, the disharmonization of MRLs around the world. We know that some countries regulated at one level and other countries at different levels.
You've gone from a situation of many countries that used to use the Codex standard are now moving forward with setting their own. And every one of these countries sets it a little bit different. So there is very much a lack of harmonization in that process.
And the reason that this is so important is so many of our specialty crops in California are exported around the world.
Exporting is very important. And again, we need to do that with transparency and regulations that are reasonable.
And so MRLs can be, disharmonization can limit movement of food. And now it's critical to allow food to move more freely, the feed us hungry world, isn't it?
Yes, and as some of our speakers have pointed out, you know, we are growing more and more food on less and less production, and it's even more important for that food to be able to go to where it needs to in order to find its home for people to eat.
When people hear maximum residue levels, you know, they're thinking, oh, there's no. But these are parts per billion levels. I mean, you got carcinogens on your finger here, you know.
It goes back like, you know, it's one drop in the size of a swimming pool. It's very, very, very small.
Under all standards, these are allowable. They should not make you sick. And in fact, you should be eating more of everything, all the fruits and vegetables, right?
The fact of eating fruits and vegetables outweighs the risk of these very small regulations as far as, you know, how much is allowed on the fruit.
So Gary Van Sickle, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Oh, you're welcome, Patrick. Anytime. And we're always glad to be a source for you.